It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Know-it-alls are less informed about the world than their peers.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane in Haven Real Estate. We are live at Indaba Coffee Roasters, 2020 North Monroe. Simple, come by, make a donation. What was your name?
Tommy.
Tommy, nice to meet you. Or do have we met before? Yeah. We've seen each other somewhere.
For sure. I grew up in Medical Lake, so I've known him. I was his bank teller for a little.
You were Kevin's bank teller?
Yeah.
No way.
I knew it was
probably
one of
not
those
a lot of deposits.
I knew you from someplace outside of radio, but
yeah.
It all blends together after a while, but that's, yes.
Oh, wow.
The most famous person that came through the bank?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if you were disappointed or excited by that. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
he's a mixed bag of emotions.
He really is, yeah. Well, thank you for making a donation, too. Appreciate
that. So
that's
much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The QR code is so simple. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It makes it the easiest.
That's how she did it. Yeah. I thought you had the greatest Christmas cover on your phone. I thought that's what you had.
I thought it was
Minnie Mouse.
See, that's what, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, looks I like thought Minnie it was Struss, Christmas, yeah. And then I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. Do you change out your phone cover for the season? Does anybody do that? Do they have, like, I have a Christmas cover. I have a...
That's a pretty good idea, actually. You had a snowman?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. On your car.
Okay.
I always want to do that. I've never done it. I've always wanted to do the wreath on my truck, and I've never done it. It's so much easier now than it used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Monty used to have, like, a wreath, and he had to wire it to the truck or
like
something.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and knowing Monty,
yeah,
like...
We need to figure an easier way to do that.
Truck only started every third time.
Because he had to wire it to the battery.
Yeah. He's like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah, put them on the car.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not a bad way to
definitely need to do that. I'm going to Google that while Kevin's doing the news, because I'm not going to pay attention to that. I'm just going to see if I can find something to put on my car.
Fair. I guess you owe me one.
One?
100. Okay, guys, listen.
No, I'll listen, Kevin,
to this. At least Steve listen.
All right. Oh, I'm...
Because this sounds lovely and also... absolutely amazing.
All right. I'm listening.
A company in Japan is working on a human washing machine.
You have my attention.
Huh.
It blasts you clean with tiny bubbles.
Oh, so you're washing.
Yes, please. I want to get tiny bubble clean.
I'm interested. Is it like a self-enclosed deal?
It looks separate? Like the cockpit of a fighter jet.
Okay.
Fills with water.
Right.
Tiny bubbles.
Obviously.
Cleans you up. I would imagine you get to pick your scent and stuff, too.
Well, sure. Yeah, duh.
Then it dries you.
Oh, like a blow dryer?
It drains the water, and it dries you.
Well, so it is a car
wash. The whole
wash.
Process takes 15 minutes.
Okay.
That's fine, right?
Yeah, 15, you're probably in it for that anyway.
Especially when you're getting dried and you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there on your phone. Well, no,
I was going to say, I don't think you could be on
your phone. Because I was thinking your head's out of it, but it can't be.
Well, you can't be under the water either.
15 minutes. Yeah, for 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess they would. The water must spray on your head.
Sure, I get it. Yeah,
because you got to have that part.
Absolutely,
dude. If they got little hands that come down and wash your hair,
I was gonna say I don't think they have hands in there.
What is it, like one of those scalp massagers?
Yeah,
yes. Just like little... when you go, Steve. Do you ever go to a barber where they do like the scalp massage / wash your hair?
Yeah, I've been. Yeah.
Easy.
Oh, man, that is so that nice. Is one of the most relaxing things.
And like a hot towel over your face.
Yes.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, it is very relaxing.
I'm going to have to try that.
It's like a hot chocolate from Indaba Coffee.
On your face.
Yeah, maybe that's a bad comparison.
Would you like a hot chocolate on your face? I could go get you another one.
Not on my face.
Okay. I don't mind the concept.
I like the idea, I think. I'm just trying to... I'm trying to see if there's any downfall to it, really. Oh, no, I don't get to use a towel.
Right. Well, that would be nice.
That's nice.
I would imagine just the cleaning of it.
It's got to be self-cleaning, right?
Okay, well, I hope so. That would even, now we're talking.
They haven't revealed a ton of details about it, but they say the microscopic bubbles will blast the filth off you. Meanwhile, AI tracks your vitals to make sure you're comfortable and that the water temperature is just right.
It's pretty high tech.
Oh, that's nice. It sounds good. I think I'm a fan.
Is have he ever taking a shower right now? Is
I don't know. It seemed like he was putting. Have you ever seen those saunas that you get in and it's like a individual sauna that you just like zip up? Have you seen those things?
I don't think so. Not one that you zip up.
It's like you sit in like a. It's literally like it has a, like a lawn chair, and then you get. Have you seen those, Bobby? Have you seen those? Yeah, it's like a. That's what it looks like. That's
oh
what,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Huh.
I'm curious if those. If anybody knows if those actually work. Because it's literally you just sit in it, and your head's out, and you can put your hands out so you can, you know, do your phone or remote or whatever. And you have, like, a little mini sauna of your own, so a personal sauna.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I don't mind that.
And it was weird because I looked at it, I said, I wonder what that is. It just popped up on one of those websites, and I was like, it was, like, $40. I thought, I find that suspicious.
Yeah, it's the thing where you think, it doesn't work, but if it doesn't work, I guess it's only $40.
Right.
But that is a price that makes you feel like it's not going to work.
Well, yeah, I'm like, well, $40? Yeah. What the
$99? Oh, yeah, that probably works.
That might work.
Yeah.
How weird is that? You think that if it's too cheap, it can't work, and I'm not going to buy it. But I will spend more of my money and make it not work.
People who love this bath idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Not bath idea, but it's...
Shower.
You know, they say it really is replacing bathtubs. And it's relaxing like a bathtub, and the fact that you just sit there, you do your thing, and you get all rinsed out. Also, dude, if it's like a cockpit.
Looks cool.
That looks cool, and I am 100% like, talk to me, Goose. And I'm doing all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you can customize it and everything.
Get somebody in the back. Yeah.
Get a two-seater.
You want to be my co-pilot?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I noticed that nobody had deviled eggs on our list this year.
Oh,
so,
for your family?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to my son Coop, who I know he loves those.
To make him, what is he gonna do about it?
To make him make them.
Kevin James.
Can you just
did it
buy
one year
those?
Before. Can you buy deviled eggs? I don't see why not.
Well, I mean, not that
I've
it's
never seen
them.
I mean, they obviously have to.
Steve's like, that's not
fresh.
Illegal. I've checked.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know if we finished that, but somebody had texted in and said you can buy them.
They did find them somewhere?
I want to say. I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Because
I don't see why not.
I don't know
I
for sure.
I think the way to go would be to go to a deli of your favorite place.
That's what it is.
And say. Do you guys make deviled eggs? And they'll say, yeah, special order. We make them. How many do you need for Thanksgiving? Blah, blah, blah. And the rest is history.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Gosh dang it, I don't remember who it was. I wish I could say, but then I'm just guessing, and then it's not accurate information, so why guess? It seems silly.
It's true. We don't need to be doing stuff on here that isn't true.
Wow.
It's the final.
Good point. Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store, Kevin.
Well, I'm doing this story to give a little warning to my friend Steve over there.
Stephen Alexander Heskey?
Stephen Hugh.
Because I think we talked about this a little bit that
Quincy.
It might be time
is that
for
right?
you to, no.
What is it? What's your middle name again? It's normal. It's just a regular plain old Stephen name.
Yeah.
Thomas?
I know it. Hold on.
Ooh.
Stephen. Oh, man.
Alexander.
What kind of friend am I?
Kevin Eugene.
Why can't I think of it?
Jay, I don't know if I know your middle name.
Let's keep it that way.
Okay.
My middle name is John.
Is it?
With an H.
Is this a bit? Or is
no.
J. John Daniels.
Yeah.
Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Which is why a couple people used to call me JJ, which is dumb.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one particular person that I used to work with, she's not dumb. She was fantastic. She's one of my favorite people ever. Mary Roth, shout out.
But she called you JJ.
Yeah, she
you don't like
get,
JJ.
And you know what? You know how this? Some people can call you certain things, and you get away with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, And she was always like, JJ! And I was, she was a super sweet person. But so, yeah, she could get away with it. But other than that, I'd be like, no.
No.
Actually, I don't care. But,
Steve, we were talking about
Steven,
maybe
Peter.
Robert?
Frank.
No, no. Do you want me to just tell you?
Aaron.
Yeah, but I'm mad that I can't remember.
Steven Aaron.
Steven Michael.
God, it's so simple. Why don't we know that?
Yeah. I almost went by Steven Michaels on the air one
time. Ooh. That's jazzy.
That sounds like you work at a rock station.
Yeah, it's Steven Michaels.
Steven Michaels. Yeah. Rocking you home.
Can you imagine?
Okay. I don't know about that part. But...
Steve, I believe we chatted a little bit about maybe you getting some sort of cologne, right?
Okay.
Oh, we did, right?
Yeah.
Because you said, oh, I don't really ever wear cologne. And
I don't think I was involved in this conversation, was I?
Yeah, I think so, because it was like...
It was an on-air conversation.
Yeah, okay. We were just trying to decide.
That doesn't mean I was involved.
you may have been tuning it out.
I may have been what the heck?
Yeah, you were just kind of trying to... We were deciding, hey, cologne done right is a good thing.
Sure.
Especially if, you're dating, whatever.
Now, are you talking about having, a signature fragrance that he always wears, or are you just talking about mixing it up? What do we...
I kind of prefer that if you find one that you like.
Just stick with it.
And people like it.
Yeah, so like Avon out of the car or something.
Yeah.
I did buy a fresh can of Febreze the other day.
Don't do that.
Oh, boy.
But I want to give you a warning, because you're the kind of guy that I think would do this.
Okay.
And I don't mean that in a negative way, because I think a lot of people fall for it.
Okay.
Sure, you're walking through the mall, you go to the kiosk, and they've got the knockoff perfumes and colognes.
Okay. Right, yep.
Okay? And you just think, well, this bottle is only $18.
Right, yeah.
And if I bought this in the store, it's like $68.
What, is it going to leave green marks all over me or something?
Well, it can be added with a lot of harmful chemicals.
Oh, no.
That aren't safe for contact with the skin. So perhaps you could turn green. But they say one of the main things that you want to think about is most of these knockoff colognes and perfumes contain human pee.
Oh,
how's that coffee?
Why?
I don't know why. They must think it smells good.
No.
who is they?
Is it the pheromones?
It could be.
That's what it's always the pheromones.
Yeah, I have heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be like, is that pheromones? Nope. Your dog just wet the carpet. Cool.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
So why is it got to be human?
Little worm.
I'm done. Am I being
going
dumb?
On a human. Yeah, I think that's why.
Or am I just being dumb?
Maybe there's... I'm not.
Do you think skin pee?
Maybe they use a lot of other stuff too.
Why don't you go ask that girl?
Like dog, cat.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
Beaver.
Right. Mongoose.
Yeah, you never know. I don't know what all they use.
Yeah.
But this story just says that.
Gosh, that's gross. Is that
that's all I can think.
What about in the high end stuff? They don't do that.
No, I don't think so.
Only the knockoff ones.
As far as I know, that's what this story says. So.
Do they have to put it on there? It contains pee.
May contain human pee.
I mean, I feel like that, honesty in labeling or whatever they call it.
Yeah, that does seem like you would maybe have to list that.
Yeah, ingredients, yeah.
Yeah.
Ingredients.
Is that what they say?
That sounds weird, but I mean, it is. It's on the label. It's like.
But of course, the amazing thing is they would describe it as amazing undertones of oak.
I know.
What?
It's like that.
What?
The descriptions of fragrances and wines.
Yeah,
they're the ones where you're like, what? I don't know what that smells like, but wow.
Just sifted, shifted.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Swirl?
What's
the proper word for that?
Uh-huh.
Sniff?
Well, yeah, but you
waft.
Yeah, you waft it, but you also have to swirl it before you waft it.
Not with cologne, I don't think.
You swirl your cologne.
Well, no.
Steve's like, could you pour that into a glass?
I'm going to send...
Let me...
I'm going to send King Peter and Barb, Big Barb, a nice message that says,
I bet you, yeah.
Look into getting Steve a nice cologne for Christmas.
Okay.
I mean.
What do you think?
Sure.
It says it's just aerating.
Aerating?
That doesn't seem right.
Aerating? Yeah, that's
I mean, I guess.
Because you're just trying to get the bouquet.
The bouquet?
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
But that's like for wine and stuff.
Right, wine, yeah.
Did you say bouquet or bouquet?
I say bouquet.
Ditto.
Okay.
I say flowers.
Okay.
Well, it is weird because this has been a thing with DJing weddings. Every once in a while,
ooh,
a couple
bouquet,
will say
yeah.
the bouquet, and I was like, ooh.
Well, you throw the bouquet, then you'd enjoy some food from the buffet.
Right, right. You're just trying to justify that because that's
it's the same deal.
Not
same
happening.
No, not gonna fall for that.
Bouquet buffet guy here.
Yeah, same. Samesies. Twinsies, Kevin. Yeah. All right, yeah, so new right. cologne for you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what? Can't do it. They're not going to let me plane.
You get the kit. Look, a kit. You get the sampler dealio that I just looked up on Amazon, and they're all travel-safe sizes.
Oh, oh, there you go.
Wow.
Yep. Look at this sampler. I bet none of these have pee in them.
Talk about great advertising.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
I just got this off of Twitter 3 minutes ago. Heavy traffic in Airway Heights with a delay of 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Kevin James.
Yes. 2 minutes.
2 minute delay.
Thank goodness you posted that.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We are at 2020 North Monroe. That is the Indaba Coffee Roasters. There's four locations, and today is donation day for Christmas Wish. If you're thinking, what are you guys doing out? Guys, what are you doing out? Who lets you guys out of the studio? Who lets you out?
Who let us? It always has to be a good cause.
Indaba Daba Doo.
And this is a good cause. That's why we
I
got
feel
out.
Like that's right, yeah.
That's why we got out.
It is. I mean, they're like, no. If like, you just want to go things, screw around, no.
What are the things that we get out of the studio for? We go...
food drive.
Obviously. We used to do St. Jude out, but now it's way more beneficial in the studio. Yeah. We realize that. This is obviously a great place because we're right here in Indaba. I mean, people are coming in to buy coffee. There's so many ways that you can help Christmas Wish, including buying the Indaba Coffee Roasters holiday blend.
Right.
You know, you get great coffee, and, oh, by the way, then Bobby from Indaba Coffee, he donates $5 of every bag's proceeds to the Christmas Wish.
Which is awesome, and mm-hmm. I mean, like you say, you're going to buy coffee anyways.
Dude, I know you don't drink coffee. This stuff is so smooth.
No, it's good. Jay, that coffee that I drank today, I do not like coffee at all. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Sure, I think there's people who
and
are like
that. Coffee today that she made me, it was a decaf, and she sweetened it up and stuff. But
sure.
It still tasted like coffee, but not. It did not gross me
like
out.
No bitterness.
Yeah,
I think that's.
And
that's...
I don't know if Bobby wants to use that for a commercial or whatever. But like I drank it and it did not gross me out. I don't feel like I'm going to throw up.
That's quite a statement. Yeah,
I mean that is saying something.
Yeah, this hot chocolate with some warm milk.
Pretty good.
Top notch.
Yeah. Top I think notch. A lot of the little kids will come in and get that, Steve.
Yeah, hopefully.
Now, Steve, we're supposed to be playing Beat the Show right now. And
Beat the Show. Yeah. It's time to beat the show.
The problem is we need a contestant.
Yeah.
And Jay challenged you, said you won't find anybody. And you said, oh, yes, I will. And then you never did anything.
Well, I mean, I can. You want me to find someone real quick?
Yeah.
Sure, good luck.
Good luck.
You want me to try?
There's quite a few people here.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I mean... We're playing for a $25 gift card from Indaba Coffee Roasters.
Oh, yeah, a $25 gift card. Tell him that. That's important. Who will he go to first? There is
that guy over on the
right. There's a man on the right who looks like a Unabomber.
Kevin Eugene James.
I'm just joking. Oh, okay. He went to the two pretty girls that are younger, and they are giving him a look like,
there's no
why
way.
Would you ever talk to
He's
us?
He's actually kind of brave. Stuff like that.
Stuff like this. Again, if it has to do with work, he will do it.
That's true.
Personal life?
So. Yeah.
But see, he's doing the thing now, and this is where it's a bad sales pitch. He told him what it was, and then he went like this. Or if you don't want to.
Yeah.
And so, of course, that gave them a no.
Yeah.
And it's just, you kind of get not give him an option. Okay, he got our guy. Our guy gets the window over here.
You said it was a Unabomber. I hope you feel good.
He's fine. He's going to be fine.
I hope you feel good about it.
Is he wearing New Balance like Steve?
He's checking it out. He's trying to see the logo. He's checking it out.
Steve, how did it go trying to get your first contestant? The two young ladies, you tried to see if they wanted to play. maybe play together or something?
Yeah, they weren't interested. So, I'm sorry, what was your name? Jacob. Nice to meet you. I'm Steve. Yeah, you want to throw on the pair of headphones right there? Yeah.
All right.
Jacob. See, I told you I would get someone.
Yeah.
Oh, help Jacob with his cord right there. It's tangled up.
There you go. Almost.
We don't need Jacob to...
Hold on here. I got you.
There you go, buddy.
Ah, yes.
All right. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. Are you want to play a little trivia game?
Let's do it.
All right, Steve, you want to ask the questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to plug your ears?
Oh, yeah, I need to leave or something. I'll go get some more water.
Yeah,
I'll
go get water.
Because you're going to challenge me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very threatening.
Hey, Kevin gave him the mean eyes. What's the
category today? It is coffee. Coffee. Coffee is the category. It seems fitting, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, do you have some sort of timer or something?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll just do it on my phone.
All right, here we go. Buddy sees a sign outside of a diner that says world's best coffee in the movie Elf. Who plays Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Are the majority of letters in Indaba coffee roasters in the front or second half of the alphabet?
Ooh.
Front half.
Lorelai and Rory's love of coffee is a big part of what show?
Gilmore Girls.
Central Perk is the coffee shop in Friends. What is the name of the character who is the shop's manager?
The shop's manager.
And you can always pass if you don't know.
Phoebe.
Bobby Enslow owns Indaba Coffee. What is a shorter variation of the name Bobby?
Bob.
A coffee cup was famously left behind and can be seen in the scene of what HBO drama?
The Wire.
Paul Rudd's character, who is an energy drink salesman, has an iconic coffee scene in what 2008 comedy?
The Hangover.
Okay, that was all seven.
All right, very good. Nicely done.
Okay.
Kevin?
So now we see how he does compared to you.
Yeah, very good.
You know what's really nice?
What's really nice, Kevin?
Because it's loud.
It's loud. Is that what it is? Okay. All right, Kevin, you ready?
Steve, I am ready.
Okay. Buddy sees a sign outside of a diner that says world's best best cup of coffee in the movie Elf. What actor plays Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Are the majority of letters in Indaba coffee roasters in the first or second half of the alphabet?
First.
Lorelai and Rory's love of coffee is a big part of what show?
Lorelai and Roy?
Rory.
Rory? Pass.
Central Perk is a coffee shop in Friends. What is the name of the character who is the shop's manager?
Oh, man, I should know this, and I don't. I'm going to say Benny.
Bobby Enslow owns Indaba Coffee. What is a shorter variation of the name Bobby?
Bob.
A coffee cup was famously left behind and can be seen in the scene of what HBO drama?
Huh? Coffee cup was left behind and can be... I don't know what you speak of.
Okay.
I guess I got a pass.
All right. Paul Rudd's character, who is an energy drink salesman, has an iconic coffee scene in what 2008 movie?
Well, I know the scene. This is 40, maybe? Is it I Love You, Man? I mean, the scene is great, where he goes off about Venti and Latte and Large, right?
Yep.
The scene.
You're thinking
I don't
the
know
scene.
What movie it is, though.
Okay.
You know, so I'll just say this is 40.
Okay.
I got through all of them.
Yes, yes. So let's go over
let's see how the answers were. I have a feeling that Jacob, right?
Yeah.
Might have done better.
I think that feeling is right.
Yeah, I wasn't great today. Yeah.
It's fair. Buddy sees a sign outside of the diner that says world's best cup of coffee in the movie Elf. What actor plays Buddy the Elf? Will Ferrell was the correct answer. Both of you got that right.
1-1.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Are the majority of the letters in Indaba Coffee roasters in the first or second half of the alphabet? It was the beginning.
It's got to
so,
be.
And
yeah.
Both of you said that, I believe.
Yeah.
So, 2-2. Lorelai and Rory's love of coffee is a big part of what show?
I do not know this.
Jacob, you were all over that. Gilmore Girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Takes a nice 3-2 lead there. Central Perk is the coffee shop in Friends. What is the name of the character who is the shop's manager? I don't think either one will get Gunther.
Gunther. Yeah. Gunther, the coffee man.
Bobby Enslow owns Indaba Coffee. What is the shorter variation of the name Bobby? I was looking for
the
Bob.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A sensitive lover, whatever you said, and a good grandpa, so good work.
Yeah, I think I really am a package.
Kevin James.
I mean, other than being kind of a mess right this second.
Kind of a package that comes postage due, I feel like.
Yeah, that could be.
We'll throw a couple of forever stamps on you. You'll be good to go.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, we are live this morning here at Indaba Coffee, 2020 North Monroe. It is part of our big collection day for Christmas Wish.
Yes, Indaba Daba Doo, indeed.
Indaba Daba Doo, Steve, that is correct. This place has got busy.
It sure did.
All of a sudden, yeah. It was like, whoa, there's people here, and a lot of them, which is great, because we will bother them to hopefully get them to donate.
That's what it's all about.
I mean, that's the great thing with Christmas Wish. Whether you listen to us or not, doesn't really matter. We have all of our other stations doing it, all four locations of Indaba.
Yes.
Taking donations all day long. Jim Diamond will be here this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I drive by this place in the afternoon a lot, and it is packed.
So you're going to pay Jim Diamond a visit then?
I might. Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah. 2020 North Monroe, did you say that?
I did.
Okay.
But there's nothing wrong saying it again. Now, if you're thinking, well, guys, that's cool, but I'm not going to get up there today, but I would still like to help Christmas Wish, guess what you can do? You can donate online. It's very easy. You can donate online, or you can simply text the word WISH, WISH, to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link that will get you all hooked up for the donation. Guess what? We have a QR code. You just scan it. Bingo, baby.
Yeah, super
you
easy.
Are set.
Yeah, I think, who was it, Brad earlier, Tommy earlier, they were all doing the QR code. Oh, no, Brad did the money,
Brad
actually.
Had cash, yeah, big cash Brad, they call him.
Is that what they call him?
Yeah. Well, I think he said, I'm over 50, so I have cash and don't do QR codes.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Which makes sense. Hey, if you have cash, you don't need it. It works out good. So, yeah, come on by. You can see us here and make that donation or, of course, you know, any of the other ways we just discussed to help out with Christmas Wish.
Guys, thanks for covering me while I was on a break there. I'm only allowed to work like 3.5 hours, and I have to get a coffee break, and this was perfect, so I just went and got some coffee. I don't know if you saw me over there with my feet up.
I did.
But I just want to thank you guys for covering me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
We got you. We said some valuable information, Jay.
You know, I could hear you, sadly. But, yeah, good job.
And congrats to Jacob, by the way, who took home the Indaba coffee, and thanks to him for playing, too.
Yeah, he did a great job.
And what did the girls say to you when you offered them the opportunity? They said, could you please step away from the table?
Pretty much.
I mean, just tell me the conversation. How did it go?
You said, hi,
there's
I'm
two
Steve.
Young ladies over there.
Yeah, let's start
they
from the beginning.
They seemed very friendly.
No, they were. They were very nice.
And so you went over and very said, nice. Hi, I'm producer Steve. Or what did you say? How did you approach?
Yeah, how did you start it?
Did not say my name. That was probably my first mistake.
Well, I mean, that's not how you introduce yourself to people.
Okay, yeah, so what did you start with?
Did you say, hello, my name is Stephen Michael Heskey? Which, by the way, does that not
Stephen
sound like...
Michael Heskey.
I mean, it sounds like you're like an author
or,
you know, maybe a famous actor or maybe just a producer of a morning show.
That's still pretty big time.
Pretty big.
Does it? Wow.
It does. Yeah. Stephen Michael Heskey.
You know, it's SMH.
Shake my head.
Yeah, that's right.
I get it.
So, how did the conversation go? Walk us through it.
I mean, it was fine. It was good.
No, I want to know the words you
you're
said.
You're making him angry.
I said, hey, I'm over here with the radio station Coyote Country, and we do a trivia game each day. I was wondering if you guys would like to play. It's for a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee.
Great job. That's a good sell.
Now, did you, at the end of that, this is what Kevin thinks, and I think he might be right.
Yeah.
Did you give him a parachute by saying, I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Did you see me go with the no-pressure hands?
Yeah, but you don't have to if you don't want to. As soon as you give them that, they're going to say, oh, now we...
Well, no, it was very much, I said, hey, you want to play? And they said, I'm not really good at trivia. I said, okay, well, you guys can,
play together.
And that's when you just go like this, point over at me and go, that's the guy you're playing.
I should have done that. Yeah. That was the problem.
And then they may have laughed and been like, oh, And then you just say, yeah, it's pretty easy trivia.
You're playing against the dumb guy.
It's pretty easy trivia. The first question is, Buddy the Elf drank best coffee ever.
Kevin.
But where, who plays Buddy the Elf? I mean, they would have got that right.
It's an on. We were on location. They should be easier trivia questions.
I agree.
I want people to feel comfortable.
I agree.
Yeah. And I was definitely not making people feel comfortable. So,
well, I mean, that's just
And you could have said.
That's just your personality, your persona.
Hey, I told you I would get someone, and I did.
You did. You did a great job, Steve. I can't.
Jacob won.
Yeah, he did
good job,
well.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to my son-in-law, Jacob. Same name.
A lot. True. Same spelling?
Felt like they had a same spelling?
J-A-C-O-B.
Is there another?
I don't know. K maybe? J-A-K-O-B?
I've seen lots of different variations of Jacob.
No, you haven't. Explain us to us all the different variations you've seen.
I feel
of
like
Jacob.
I've seen the Y.
The Y where?
After the A. Like a J. Like J.
Oh, like J and then C-O-B?
Yeah. I feel like I've seen that before.
I haven't seen that, but I could get down with that one.
Or like a K.
Or like a K.
Like a K.
Or a K.
J-A-K-O-B.
Like a K. Yeah.
So like me that. At the end of the day
sometimes
would
that
be
is...
J-A-Y-C-O-B.
Yeah. Bring your own cob.
Yeah, Steve, because I can see. I think the K sometimes is a foreign spelling of J.
You know a lot of foreigners, do you?
Because I believe guy used to play at Gonzaga.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jakob Larsson.
Yeah, it's also Jakob.
I know.
Well, maybe that's my problem.
Well, let's not limit to just that. We're going to identify problems.
Okay, dude, but moral of the story is same spelling.
Yeah. Thank you. As far as you know.
Did they just have like a big giant breakfast burrito?
How crazy would that thing look?
I didn't know that was an option.
Shout out Indaba Coffee Roasters.
Holy cow, she was just walking around looking for someone to give it to. And I was like, hello.
Oh, so you're volunteering over there.
It wasn't they just walk around with food trying to see
who's
hungry.
Who ordered it,
I understand that, Kevin, but that's not how the world
don't
works.
Don't let it go to waste.
Okay.
I might get one.
You should get one. It looked really good.
It looked delicious.
Yeah. I did not know they offered that. But that must be those
either.
Little stands there with numbers on them.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
see
we
how
could
that
get
works?
One.
Oh, America.
We could get a stand.
What a crazy country we live in. We're at Indaba Coffee Roasters. We're at 2020 North Monroe. You can stop by, make a donation to Christmas Wish, say hello to us, and say hi to our friend Alyssa, who's walking around here at Indaba Coffee.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.